Thank you very much, Thierry Vladot from Earth Justice and part of EcoForum. If you allow me, I'd just like to continue the discussion that has been just opened by the Secretariat. I absolutely, totally, fully agree with what has just been said about the openness of the AROS process. They definitely are very, very open. But perhaps we should not forget that in what the request we've been hearing from Youth and Environment Europe is something that we hear now in many other forums. It is true that the EcoForum works very closely with them, and so they are integrated, and we're very happy to have them. But we see now, very currently, the need to have a specific autonomous representation of these type of constituencies, because otherwise these issues are just included in a global discussion, and they need to be specifically highlighted. We have similar issues now with other constituencies in other forums, which are also very, very open. Like, for example, with the concrete representation of indigenous peoples, because they have specific recommendations and cannot be considered as being equivalent just to civil society organizations. So there are here really specificities. Probably, as the Secretary had just said, the Secretary has developed a very open, comprehensive, and transparent relationship with the EcoForum, which is great. It's an excellent way to be able to work. And perhaps we could think of having a similar process as a start in order to have the same type of representation with the youth groups. So perhaps we could have here a parallel process. Now, this would be only the start of the discussion, because definitely this is an issue to be discussed at the meeting of the parties, because perhaps parties could think of developing something more institutional to be sure that this is just not left to, you know, casual circumstances, but becomes something more systematic. Thank you very much.